We dug up this clip. Melissa found this clip online somewhere. I could not believe it. This is a sensational, ridiculous, repugnant clip because they just say these things with a straight face, with no reaction, and then they balance them out with just equal time of regurgitated propaganda about how great vaccines are, how good the government is, and how much they're trying to protect you, and especially children.
Today, doctors at the Federal Communicable Disease Center acknowledge the flu vaccine and the recommended dosage is ineffective, while in a larger dose, it can be harmful. However, the flu vaccine is still recommended for old people and the chronically ill.
Right here, they just admit that the government continues to push and propagate vaccines, tell you you have to take them, you should take them, you're a bad person if you don't. Even though they admit that these vaccines are ineffective, they admit that they suppressed reports from scientists who found that they were ineffective. They wouldn't publish these studies for over a decade.
Last month, a Senate subcommittee headed by Abraham Ribicoff charged that the federal government wasn't doing a good enough job of informing the public about ineffective vaccines.
Scientists at the Division of Biologic Standards test vaccines for their potency and safety before licensing them for public use. However, the division does not determine the effectiveness of the vaccine. That is left to the manufacturers. A case in point is the influenza vaccine. Four scientists in charge of work on the flu vaccine during the 1960s found it to be ineffective, said they refused to give it to their own families. Two were transferred to other work, a third left the division. And over the entire 10-year period, not one word of their unfavorable findings was allowed to be published.
And worse, they admit that they continued to administer the vaccines even when they knew they had a cancer agent contaminant in them.
But a more serious case involving the relationship between the leaders of the division and their scientists involves the adenovirus vaccine, a vaccine given to thousands of American soldiers to prevent certain cold-like symptoms. When it was shown that the vaccine contained a contaminant which caused cancer in laboratory animals, it was taken off the market.
Did you hear that? Let's play it again.
That the vaccine contained a contaminant which caused cancer.
Did you hear that? They admitted that these vaccines have a cancer-causing agent. They knew about it, and the government sat on this information.
But that was 3 years after the division's own scientists had pointed out the danger. Dr. Murray justifies the use of the vaccine by saying it took 3 years to examine the evidence against it.
It was more important to use the vaccines than to take them off the market and remove the agent.
And they were still administering it to the soldiers and saying it was just more important to give out the vaccines than to not vaccinate.
It was more important to use the vaccines than to take them off the market and remove the agent. But since the agent couldn't be removed, there was no other course.
Still administering it to the soldiers.
Thus, for 3 years, American troops were injected with a cold-preventing vaccine, which was causing cancer in laboratory animals.
And the most incredible part, did they find about it just now in this 1971 TV clip? No. These newspaper articles show that they knew about this at least in 1965. That's how long it took them to tell the public and how long it took them to get it out of the vaccines. And that's how long it went on for. And right here, the microbiologist, who's actually a nun, in an article that says nothing to worry about, there's no connection here, admits that the agent inside of the adenovirus has been found to be cancer-causing in animals, and more so that it's worse and creates kind of a more deadly combination when it's combined with a certain other agent, which just so happens to be SV40, the exact cancer-causing agent that was accidentally found in previous vaccines that were administered to millions and millions of people in the polio vaccine in the largest ever government push to have a population vaccinated. And they found this stuff. They knew this stuff was in there. Just imagine what happens for anyone who got a tainted batch of this adeno vaccine as well as a tainted batch of the polio vaccine containing SV40. If this article is correct, anyone who got both vaccines would theoretically be at a much higher risk for getting cancer, because in the animal studies it was found that it was definitely worse when both of these were present. And the media just casually reports this. It's clear what the government's opinion is, and they just round out the piece with a brief pause, a note that, well, things could be done better. There's lessons to be learned.
Raise serious questions about the public health policies of the United States.
But keep vaccinating. This is the most important thing. Vaccinate, vaccinate,
and yet
vaccinate.
The authors of the memo say that vaccination, such as at this Maryland elementary school, is one of the public health service's most effective checks against communicable disease.
Well, it's cause for concern, but now we have to give equal time of propaganda to a regurgitation of the fact that vaccination is great. It's wiping out disease, and these kids should line up and take their vaccine. And they just say this with a calm face. They admit that they ignored evidence that could be linked to people getting cancer. They know that there must be a risk. Instead of pulling the vaccine and studying to eliminate the possibility of risk, they just kept giving it to people. Well, the risk hasn't been shown yet. Are you kidding me? I mean, I can't even believe that they just said these two things together in one clip, barely taking a breath. Even though there's risk, just keep vaccinating. It's worth it because maybe. Because vaccines. It's a total logical fallacy. The answer to everything is because vaccines. Despite the risk, because vaccines. It makes no sense, but they're shoving it down everyone's throat. They knew, but continued to administer the vaccines. But we know that all the vaccine scientists who found problems, who were anywhere from mildly concerned to so concerned they refused to give it to their own children and family, anyone who found problems were suppressed, were run out of their departments.
Some of the division scientists who charged they were prevented from publishing results of experiments which show some of the vaccines to be ineffective.
The control officer in 1960, who has grave doubts about the potency of influenza vaccine. These doubts were made known to the director of the division and through the proper channels, and somewhat subsequent to that time, within a year or so, that person was transferred to other duties in the DBS.
That is what happened. They stopped scientists from reporting the unfavorable findings, covered it up, continued to administer the vaccines, and then only way later warned the public just to tell them, no big deal, it's all right.
In the testing of influenza vaccine, the people are working under a tremendous amount of pressure, and this does cause internal stress. It was more important to use the vaccines than to take them off the market and remove the agent.